And let's go over here to Julie, who's calling us back from Auburn. Hi, Julie. Thank you for calling
Hi,
back.
Dr. Rye. Thank you for taking my call. I called last week and we didn't have enough time. I have nail fungus and you suggested laser, but I probably couldn't afford it. And I don't drive. I'm 80 years old. I only go to my doctor and to the grocery store when I'm able to go. I need something I can use home and maybe from your dispensary store so they could send it to me.
Okay, ma'am, well, some of this you can get anywhere, not just at our dispensary store, although we do have
but
it.
But they would send it to me, you know, because I
oh, that's right.
Very
I forgot
little
that part.
Bit.
I forgot that part. My apologies. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know these handheld lasers they have online now are a lot less expensive than the laser nail clinics, which cost thousands of dollars. The handheld ones are hundreds, but that's still probably a bit too much. So here's something I can tell you that I was told recently by a woman who came in for some other reason, and since she'd been coming back to the clinic intermittently for a number of years, this time she told me about her toenails, and she said, you know, it took a whole year almost to clear my toenails, but look at this, and she showed them to me, and they're now all clear of fungus. What did she do? She took some oregano oil. And she says,
oregano
I know.
Oregano oil?
Yes, ma'am.
Oregano oil.
Yes, ma'am. And she says, I know you told me that would make my feet smell like a pizza, but I didn't care. I just stayed home and did it when I did it nearly every day. And I rubbed that oregano oil into my toenails, and then I got some DMSO.
DMSO.
Yes.
And which one you put on first?
You put on the oregano oil first, then you make your feet smell like a pizza, and then you rub in DMSO right over that. And the thing about DMSO, it will take that oregano oil right through the toenail. It won't go through by itself, but with the help of the DMSO, it will go through, and it goes right through the toenail and starts to soak into that fungus. And she gave me some more details. She says, you know, I didn't see any difference for a couple of months, and then I thought it looked some better. And look at my toenails now. She says it took a while, but I didn't have to do laser treatment, which I'm just a little scared of anyway, she said. So anyway, she's not the only one. I've heard from a number of folks who have cleared their toenails. It does take usually not a year, that was her case, but usually several months. Now, there's a few people who don't like their toenails and their feet smelling like pizzas because they want to go out in public. So there is an alternative. It takes a little bit longer than the oregano oil. It's called tea tree oil, and that comes from Australia.
What?
Tea tree oil. It's an oil.
Tea tree.
Yeah, T-E-A
like
tree. Uh-huh,
tree.
T-E-A. Uh-huh, tea tree oil. Comes from Australia. Mm-hmm. And during Second World War, the American physicians and surgeons were using penicillin all over the place. And they asked the Australians why they weren't using it. And the Australians said, well, this tea tree oil kills a whole lot of things too, germs, funguses, and so forth. Well, sorry, we got to use the patent medicines here in the States. But the tea tree oil is available as tea tree oil here in the United States. And if one doesn't want their feet to smell like pizzas as much, you put on the tea tree oil first and let it soak just a little tiny bit, and then put on the DMSO and let that really soak in. The oregano oil is quicker, the tea tree oil is slower, but they both work.
I have it on my hands, both of all my fingers, and I have one toe.
Oh, you poor thing.
So they would work.
Yes, ma'am. Your hands are going to smell like a pizza for a while, or the tea tree oil doesn't smell quite as strong.
Oh, okay. And I can get this at your dispensary store?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you possibly give me your number for the dispensary store? Because I can't find the number for it.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't got that right with me. I really should. But here's what I'll do, ma'am. If you just stay listening to the program, I will look that up at the next break, and I'll just announce it right after the break, okay?
Oh, thank you so very much, Dr. Wright. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being persistent and calling back. I know we missed you last week because we just ran out of time. So thank you. And you just got the word out to a bunch of other people, too, which is kind of important.